Continuing our coverage of local and state elections, Josh Sorensen now joins me in the studio. He is a candidate running for the legislature in District 30, Seat A. Josh, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
So, Josh, the million-dollar question is, what prompted you to throw your hat in the arena?
Well, you know, honestly, it's something that I've had a desire to do for quite some time, and I needed to make sure that my family was on board. I've got a wife, 24 years, and five children, and I felt like without having everyone on board, it wasn't going to be a thing. And so, really, what it boils down to is when we were approaching the end of the filing time period, my wife and I had a conversation about some of the votes that the person that I'm running against was taking, and we both decided that we couldn't sit back and let it keep going on the way that it was going. So I filed, and here I am.
So you were literally deciding the time of just observing was over and it was time to jump in.
Right. Yeah. It was actually literally Friday at about 3 o'clock that we started filing for the office. So
Josh, as you look at everything that's going on, what is one of your major concerns?
So for me, like honestly, I do believe our state is heading in a really good direction. We've got our economy's thriving. We're going where I think we need to go. My concern was I didn't feel like the legislators in the House that represent District 30 were really representing our interests as well as I would like to see them do. In particular, and I really want to avoid anything negative. My opponent and I have really stayed away from having any type of negative campaign. So I'm gonna try and state things factually without casting any negative connotations on Mr. Cannon. So, and that's who I am running against. And I used to be a school teacher. I actually started my career, and I have 11 years experience teaching. And there were several votes that were directly tied to education over the last 4 years that I think Bingham County and now Butte County would have supported. But I didn't feel like the vote was there from my opponent. And so for me, probably the area that I'm most passionate about is probably education. And I feel like we're not getting that representation that I would like to see.
Well, you're right. Education certainly has been a pretty hot button issue for quite a while now. What would be your top priorities in office?
So I would like to continue to support education. I would love to see a scenario where and granted, I know going in that I will be a freshman, and I'll have to kind of work my way through. So I don't have a very gigantic agenda of what I would like to accomplish in the first 100 days or whatever. But I do have areas of focus, and one of them would be education, and in particular, education. We've done a great job of the state has done a great job of making sure that our teachers are compensated at a very reasonable rate compared to where they were 5 years ago. But the area that I see us lacking is in our classified staff, our paraprofessionals, you know, cooks, bus drivers, some of those people, they're really, the reimbursement rate from the state is not cutting it. I actually serve on a school board in Snake River, and so even though I left the classroom for some reason, I still love education, and I can't get out of it. But as a school board member, like when I talk to the different members of the board as well as our superintendent, this is a very hot button issue, it's really hard to get people to want to work for the small amount that we pay them. And our we actually pay higher than the reimbursement rate that the state offers. And so that would be something I'd love to work on. I would also, in terms of education, I would be interested in looking at how we fund schools. Currently, we're using average daily attendance. However, through COVID, we used enrollment. Enrollment seems a little bit more fair. We have some lessons learned from COVID. We learned that if you're sick, you shouldn't go to school and spread it.
Right.
But now schools are getting penalized for students who learn that lesson and are not showing up because they're sick, because we're only getting reimbursed based on average daily attendance. And that doesn't seem quite right. So those are a couple of things that I would like to address.
And what message do you have for voters?
Well, that is an interesting question, if I'm being honest. I'm passionate about education. I'm also really interested in making sure that we support safe communities. There's been a couple of votes that my opponent has made that I don't think reflect making safe communities a priority for Bingham and Butte counties. He voted against a couple mandatory minimums and also against some funding for rangeland firefighters. And in my mind, I'm fully supportive of law enforcement and firefighters, and I want to make sure that we are we're giving them the resources that they need to be successful. And so those are some of the things in terms of a message that I would like to get out. I also would like to bring up an idea that kind of stems from my time on the school board. I firmly believe in local control. I feel like we've had a couple of bills, in particular the one that I'm thinking of right now is the library bill, where we have what I would call a Boise solution to a local issue. And in talking to the different librarians in the legislative district of 30, they aren't seeing the books that are being referenced by the people that advocated this particular bill. And in my mind, when we have, if that were a problem, the solution is to have the boards that are elected to represent those constituents for the library board or for a school board or for city councils to make those types of decisions. The bill that came through, I feel like cut out due process. And I feel like it also took power away from local community and their ability to control what's going on in there.
Josh, how can people learn more about you and your campaign?
In terms of reaching me, you can certainly go to my website. It's Sorensen, the digit for Idaho, .com. So that's S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N for Idaho.com.
Josh Sorensen, candidate for the legislature in District 30, Seat A. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. There's more to come right after this.